Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for checking in with us. We've got a great podcast for you for this Friday, September 30th, 2011. This is our 478th podcast. So glad you're here. Hope you're having a great day or a great week, wherever you are. It's sunny and beautiful in Hawaii, as always. It's really easy to give a weather report when you live in this beautiful paradise. We got a lot of ground to cover, as we do every Friday. We like to answer podcast and Facebook questions. So if you have one of those, make sure you get in touch with me, bruce@hawaii-aloha.com, or check out our Facebook page, or even send us a message on Twitter. I'm at Aloha Bruce on Twitter. It's been a busy week for us here in the islands. Last weekend, we had an opportunity to stay at the Waikiki Marriott Resort and Spa. That's right in the heart of Waikiki. It's a 1,300-room property. It's huge. A lot of business and convention goers stay at this property. We did it with a little bit of a mission, though. It was called Mission Chillaxation. This is where we like to go to. In this case, we wanted to check out how easy it would be to actually just relax at one of these busy Waikiki hotels. Because I think sometimes the hotels in Waikiki get a bad rap in that people think you can't really unwind and relax and sit by the pool and enjoy yourself, really, because there's so many people here. So we used the Marriott and we went stealth. So we went in there without them knowing who we are, not as travel agents, but as just a regular customer. And we also got the entry-level room. And when we got there, we noticed that it was quite busy, as I mentioned. In fact, the whole lobby was packed with people. There was no place to sit. And there was actually a line to check in. Now, keep in mind, we got there at around 1 o'clock. Typical check-in is usually around 3 p.m., so I think people were checking in and checking out at that particular time. So it's understandable that it was busy. And quite frankly, at first I was a little turned off. I thought, maybe this wasn't such a good idea. We're not going to be able to relax here. Look how busy this place is. But then I saw how professional the Marriott staff was. They actually did a really good job of getting through this long line of people waiting to either check in or check out. So I was pretty impressed with it. Within about 10 minutes, they had gone through about 40 people. They had they had a pretty large front desk, and there must have been at least 10 people checking people in on that desk. So I was pretty impressed, and we got our room, and we got up there, and I was pleased about the room. It was actually quite clean, fresh colors there, the beautiful green tones, and I actually did a video. So check out the video I did. It's on our blog. Actually, it's on our blog page as well as a review of the entire hotel. So check that out. And yeah, always check out our blog. There's lots of stuff there. And I want to say to my podcast friends that I've been sorry about the lack of consistency with regard to the quality of sound on this podcast, because we have been doing it outside. And I know the audio hasn't been that great, so I apologize for that. But you can always check out our podcast page, hawaii-aloha.com/podcast, and you can see the replays and also get a little better audio quality as well. But we are trying out a new Zoom here today, so hopefully this sounds a little bit better for you guys. Anyway, we've got a lot of ground to cover. We've got some questions that have come in, so I want to get right to them here. First question is from Terry, and she wants to know about music in Hawaii and where the main places are for folks who want to take in some live music. It's a good question. And of course, Hawaii is very eclectic, not only in its culture, but also in its music as well. The music scene here is multicultural, and it's as multicultural as the islands themselves. I mean, you could probably find just about every genre of music can be heard here. And there's many venues across the states. Now, a couple of the popular spots for the larger concerts is and shows that you can find here is the Blaisdell Arena. Like Jane's Addiction, for instance, is going to be here. They're a famous rock band. The Hard Rock Cafe recently opened, and they have a lot of nice big shows there. Also, the waterfront at Aloha Tower is as well. So there's lots of music venues, and I'll post some of that up on the blog and you can check that out a little later on. Got another question here from Rena Lynn Tabita. She wants to know, other than poi, what is the one staple Hawaiian dish any visitor should taste? Well, you're going to be eating a lot of variety of foods while you're here. I can guarantee you that. So it's probably a good idea at some point, and this might be a good time for you to get familiar with some of the menu items that you're going to be finding and that you're going to likely encounter. Now, I'm not going to talk about entrees necessarily here, and there are all kinds of restaurants, and the menus are so diversified, there's really no way to summarize in a short podcast, you know, all of it. But she wants to know what is the one staple, and I'm going to have to say ahi poke. And this is fresh, raw ahi tuna, and it's mixed with onions and shoyu and some sesame oil and Hawaiian salt. Hawaiian salt is captured from the sea here in Hawaii. It's some of the best, most pure salt you can find anywhere. And then it's chilled. Some of the other items that I have to put on the list are some of the comfort foods that you find in Hawaii. And these are not necessarily so good for you, but you definitely, and we've talked about it many times here on the show, of course, the malasada, which is sort of a Hawaiian donut, if you will. It's dough, fried, but delicious. And of course, the manapua, which looks kind of like a round dinner roll. And you can order them baked or steamed, and inside is usually pork or some kind of meat. Those would have to be up there. And then I guess the third one would have to be kalua pig. And you're probably going to get this when you're here, either going out to eat as part of an entree, or if you go to a luau. Sometimes it's pronounced Thai. Thai leaves are used. And what they do is they take a pig carcass and they heavily salt it and enclose it in a cage of like chicken wire. And then it's lowered into what we call an emu. And then more banana leaves and wet burlap are layered over it. And then it's covered with a canvas tarp. And then finally they put dirt over the whole thing. And then they roast this pig for at least 8 hours before it's unearthed. And the food you get, I mean, the taste you get and the preparation from that is really, really probably the best way to eat a pig, in my opinion. So those would be three to add the list. And you, like I said, you're going to be eating at a wide variety of restaurants, and there's tons of things to eat here. There's also lots of hors d'oeuvres. We call hors d'oeuvres here poo-poos, poo-poos. And there's tons of hors d'oeuvres. One of the most popular ones is like the Hawaiian spare ribs, which are always really good. Char siu, a lot of that. And a lot of dumplings that you can find. It's called shao mai. Steamed dumplings with like pork inside. It's thin wheat flour wrapped and topped off with some crab or mushroom. So, you know, all really great foods and tons of stuff you're going to find when you come here to Hawaii. Time in our show where we like to talk about packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, this is an excellent way to get an idea of what things are costing for Hawaii. First package is for two people coming in from Detroit, going to Lihue, which is on Kauai. They're going to be coming December 1st to the 6th. So these are these December dates, and we're always encouraging people, if you're going to be planning a trip around December and you want to avoid the really high prices of the holiday, obviously try to come at the beginning of September. And this is an example of one of those packages. They're going to be staying at the Kauai Beach Resort Hotel. Beautiful property. It includes the fifth night free. They also have an economy car. Total package price on that, $2,816. Wow, $2,816. Great price. Want to congratulate these folks, the Downies, Timothy and Deborah. You're going to have a terrific time in December, warming up from the very cold winter I'm sure you're going to have in Detroit. Big mahalo, Nui. Thank you for being part of our Ohana. And want to thank Sanoi. She's the agent that put that one together. Agent Sanoi is over at Extension 35. Next package is for three people coming in from LAX to Honolulu. They're going to be here in November, the 14th to the 20th. They're going to be staying at the Outrigger Reef on the Beach. Beautiful hotel. Renovated just a couple of years ago. We love this property. And get this, it includes the Polynesian Cultural Center, the Grand Circle Island Tour that we love, Hawaii Waterfall Hiking Adventure, and the Ali'i Catamaran Dinner Sale. So all of this is included in the package for the three of them. Total package price, and keep in mind they're going to have a partial ocean view at the reef on the beach, $4,627. Great package. Wonderful deal. Congratulations to the Vagaras family, Susanna, Angelica, and Lorraine. Wow, congratulations. You're going to have a wonderful time very soon coming to Hawaii'i. You're going to have a great time. And the agent that put that one together is Jesse. Jesse is over at Extension 42. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us here at the Hawaii Vacation Connection. I want to thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to tune in every Friday for the show live. You can just do it by going to our website, hawaii-aloha.com. If you're listening to this podcast, please continue to do so on iTunes. And also check out our blog and our podcast pages. There's tons of information there. We're putting up content every single day. And our blog has a brand new editor, Alyssa Navarez, who we're so grateful to have aboard. She's going to be posting wonderful blogs. She's now the blog editor, and she's local from Hawaii, and is going to give us a new perspective, a new way to look at the blog, and new information for you, and a whole new tone there. So check it out, hawaii-aloha.com. And if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, of course, give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. That's going to do it. For my beautiful wife, Yao Ling, for all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, I want to say aloha and mahalo.